Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Highs around 44 today under sunny skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 20, highs level off around 50 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy Sunday with daytime highs approaching 45. 33 Monday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, the Pork Checkoff has had a busy fall with the launch of the Real Pork Master brand. National Pork Board Director of Digital Strategy, Jenna DePiro, says that was done through the Pork as a Passport campaign. This strategy has continued right into the holiday season.
With the holidays looking so different for everyone this year, we wanted to make sure we're showing up in a really relevant way. And one way is providing recipes that feature pork as an ingredient or in smaller quantities, because we know consumers aren't hosting those large gatherings they typically do. So while that traditional large, beautiful ham in the middle of the table might not be practical for everyone this year, there are so many delicious ways pork can be part of a holiday meal.
Well, the current focus is on the importance of connections and family meals.
Spending time with loved ones in the kitchen is more important than ever right now. And we've partnered with a handful of influencers to share stories behind pork recipes that have the significance to their culture and their family. And we're featuring those in a series called Gather Around the Table on our social media platforms. And again, really just bringing in that pork as a passport theme too. Because while we can't physically travel to different places right now, we can still travel in a sense through the food we prepare together in our own kitchens. We know pork is the number one consumed protein globally, so there are so many different ways to explore cooking with our products, connecting our families to different cultures from all over the world.
Well, by partnering with some of those social media influencers, the Pork Checkoff, expanding its reach during the holiday season. If you want more information, go to pork.org. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier, and Merry Christmas. As the COVID-19 vaccine begins to get distributed across the state of Kansas, VA hospitals across the state were concerned as they weren't on the list for immediate release of the vaccine. But good news is Cake News reports that the Dole VA Center in Wichita received its first doses of the vaccine, and Senator Jerry Moran was there for it.
I've seen the process by which people are receiving the vaccine. It came to our attention that there was no vaccine there. And it turned out they needed to wait because of the temperature requirements for the Moderna vaccine.
That audio from Cake News. At the same time as Washington, D.C. continues to battle COVID-19 relief bills, Senator Moran said that he agrees with President Donald Trump on more money for individuals.
I do think the president's right. I'm for more assistance to more Kansans, but I hope that's done in a separate piece of legislation so that nothing slows down the progress or the capabilities that are now there as a result of passing that legislation.
Mid-America Network News.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this Season of Savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 KMF with 1333 1000 financed. Expires December 31st, 2020.
Democrat Governor Laura Kelly says that Kansas should stop giving local officials the final say over the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic because experience has shown a patchwork approach does not work. Kelly made the comments on Wednesday during an interview, a day after she and her top public health administrator argues that Kansas is now controlling the spread of COVID-19 despite the higher case numbers. The Republican-controlled legislature already has committed to considering changes in emergency management laws after opening its annual 90-day session starting January 11th. Top Republican lawmakers earlier this year forced Kelly to accept local control over mask rules and restrictions on businesses. And the Lawrence Police Department is planning to launch a new special victims unit that will focus largely on cases of physical abuse. The department announced it on Tuesday that the main focus of the new division will be crimes such as those involving children, crimes of a sexual nature, and domestic violence. The Douglas County District Attorney's Office will provide dedicated prosecutors to deal with the crimes investigated by the SVU. Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier, and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier, and Merry Christmas. Omaha firefighters are now receiving the coronavirus vaccines as Nebraska continues to distribute doses to frontline workers who are at risk at getting exposed to the virus. The city's firefighters are among the first in line for vaccines because they also work as emergency medical technicians or paramedics. The Omaha World Herald says that those who work in the field are getting priority over those in administrative jobs. Assistant Chief Kathy Bossman says that 36% of the department has tested positive for the virus so far. Nebraska further relaxed its social distancing rules yesterday, as the number of hospitalized coronavirus patients remain fairly stable. And a campaign to recall Lincoln's mayor and four city council members has failed after petition circulators failed to gather enough signatures to trigger a recall election. The group LNK Recall says it came up thousands of signatures short in their quest to recall Mayor Lirianne Gaylor Baird and hundreds short in the efforts to recall the city council members. The recall effort was launched after the citywide mask mandate went into place. Mid-America Network News.
It's not just the end of a year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty at Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.com.
Offer showers, let's drop vehicles with a group credit for tax and fees. 2020 Ford Expedition XLV stock to deal for this Ford. It was at least $60,980 plus. If this is 10,000, alternative factory country, 8,000. Sale price, 46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates, titular. Fire sales excluded. All this is fire. December
Vielenach, heilige Nacht, Weihnachtslied gesungen von Opernsänger Hans Hoffmann, Edison Rekord.
KNDY airs an encore performance of Home for the Holidays, the Marshall County Arts Cooperative presentation, Friday 8 to 5 on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Go full speed ahead. Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet and dry weather across the central upper parts of the Midwest thanks to an Arctic high-pressure system overhead. So for this Christmas, we're going to see quiet weather, sunny skies, and a little bit warmer temperatures. We are still seeing temperatures below average for this time of year thanks to this upper-level trough. Otherwise, we'll see a warm-up as we head into tomorrow. We do have a dry cold front that's going to push through Sunday night, bringing us some cooler temperatures as we head into Monday, and we're watching another storm system move in towards the middle of next week, bringing chances for some rain and snow. So across the area for Christmas Day, sunny skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, around 20. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Sunny skies for tomorrow, highs around 50. As we head into tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 23. For Sunday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-40s. That's look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Have you tried banking with us on the internet yet? It's faster and more convenient to bank from your own home whenever you feel like it. Best of all, banking online is safe. With your private username and password and software meticulously crafted to ensure the safekeeping of your account data, your online transactions are quick and secure. Another quality banking service from Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature, late December 41, record high on this date 66, the average low 18, the record low 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:45, sunset this evening at 5:09.
Would you trade turkey and dressing for carp and potato salad? We're looking at holiday traditions around the world on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 25th. Christmas Day is the 360th day of the year. No matter how you observe the holiday, it's fun to compare our traditions with those of other cultures. In Venezuela, for example, roller skating to church has become a ritual for many people. In Sweden, a television marathon of Donald Duck cartoons is a Christmas custom. What about food? In the Czech Republic, carp and potato salad is standard holiday fare. In Greenland, they enjoy a delicacy made from raw whale skin and blubber. And Colonel Sanders is a de facto Kris Kringle in Japan, where KFC has become the Christmas meal of choice. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about Christmas online at almanac.com.
Free shipping is great. Free shipping, no minimum? That's that Walmart Plus magic for your holiday. Get all your last-minute shopping done with free next-day or two-day shipping on a huge selection of eligible items from Walmart.com. With no order minimum, free shipping means the freedom to click that order button to your heart's content. Just another added benefit to your membership. Maybe that's why it's called Walmart Plus. Start your 15-day free trial today at Walmart.com/plus. See membership details. Restrictions apply.
Omaha Steaks is partnering with Feeding America to help make the holidays brighter for families in need. They've helped provide almost 2 million meals so far in 2020. And when you send select gifts, you'll be helping provide up to 2.5 million more. These gifts deliver steak, meals, and holiday cheer directly to someone's door. And a contribution to Feeding America is automatically included. You can shop Omaha Steaks, gifts that give back, and donate at omahasteaks.com/feedingamerica.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Good-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, outside of some of the college football bowl games across the nation, sports are kind of on hold for the Christmas celebration. And with Kansas State Wildcats and the Kansas University Jayhawks out of the bowl games and their season's over, the next football game that Kansans get to enjoy include the Chiefs on Sunday with their 12 p.m. kickoff against the Atlanta Falcons. The Chiefs are back at home at Arrowhead Stadium after two games on the road, the latest going against the New Orleans Saints, where they won on the road 32-29. The Chiefs are still number one in the AFC West with a 13-1 record for the season. The Atlanta Falcons have been struggling this season and are number three in the NFC South with a record of 4-10. The Chiefs are home for their last two games of the regular season with the Atlanta Falcons this week and next week against the Los Angeles Chargers. And as the Chiefs do wrap up their regular season, them, along with the Seattle Seahawks and Green Bay Packers, each have seven players going into the Pro Bowl, all of them including their star quarterbacks. The Pro Bowl is set to be played on January 31st. Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's not just the end of a year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty Eck Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
The Kansas State Wildcats have come off their latest victory against Jacksonville 70-46 on Monday earlier this week and have one more game for the 2020 year on Tuesday next week against the Omaha Mavericks. The Wildcats are currently sitting 1-1 in Big 12 conference play and overall with a 4-5 record for the 2020 season. Their upcoming tip-off against Omaha and their following game against TCU are both at home before they head back on the road to take on number 15 up Texas Tech. In Jayhawk basketball, so far the team's only lost one game for the regular season, with a current record of 8-1 overall and 2-0 in Big 12 conference play and number 1 in the Big 12. They're also sitting number 3 nationwide with their latest victory against the number 7 West Virginia Mountaineers 79-65 at last Tuesday. It was their final game for 2020, as their next game is set for next Saturday, January 2nd, against the number 10 at Texas Longhorns. And finally, the Wichita State Shockers are coming off their latest victory against South Florida 82-77 on Tuesday. Their next game is at home on Wednesday next week against the East Carolina Pirates.
Hidden phone trade-ins, hidden plan requirements, hidden catches. You won't find any of those at U.S. Cellular because we do things differently. And that means you can get the Samsung Galaxy S20 FE or Google Pixel 5 for free with no hidden requirements all season long. U.S. Cellular. Upgrade to fair. Terms and conditions apply. See store uscellular.com for details.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in a new approach, one that puts you first. Visit 517 Broadway in Marysville. Choose fair.
Planning an ag building or bin construction? Build right from the ground up with concrete pads from Inline Construction. Add an approach for your commercial or ag building for added functionality. They also do basement and foundations, plus retaining walls, driveways, patio, and sidewalks. Call for a quote today, Inline Construction, at 562-5525.
With kind remembrances and best wishes for a bright and special new year, the staff at Citizen State Bank wish you and yours peace on earth and joy to all. At Citizen State Bank in Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, you'll find better products, better services, and better banking. Warm wishes for a wonderful holiday season. Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season. May your holidays be merry and the new year filled with friends, family, and good times. From Landall Corporation. Since 1963, Landall Corporation has grown to be a leader in innovative design, world-class manufacturing, and marketing quality products and services. Hope, health, and prosperity in the new year.
Ring in the new year with the Wagon Wheel Cafe's New Year's Eve dinner. Make it a romantic night with the lobster and sirloin surf and turf champagne dinner for two for $55, or a prime rib dinner, or celebrate as a family with kids' cheeseburger or chicken strip dinners, complete with noisemaker. Sorry, parents. Dine-in and carry-out available. Make plans for New Year's Eve with a special dinner from 5 to 9 with the Wagon Wheel.
Each year around Christmas, we might attend a church service or watch children portray the birth of Jesus. It's a story many of us have heard and seen countless times. But when Roy encountered that story in a homeless shelter in the Bronx, the impact on those working the shelter was one still felt today. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCray covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCray at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Chris Meyergird grew up in Kansas and got his degree in animal science, but he felt a call to serve others. Little did he know that God's call for his life, he says, was to be a Franciscan friar in a tough part of the Bronx, New York.
There's still a good amount of drug activity, gang activity. We're in between two sets of projects.
Today, he is Father Xavier, and his community provides a homeless shelter and youth programming in the neighborhood.
People turn to us and they're like, well, how do you do this? How do you give your life to this and see so much darkness and see so much difficulty? And the reality is we see God so often through the people that come to us.
They provide service to people of all faiths or even no faith background. But as a Franciscan, they share the word of God and hold a nighttime prayer. Father Xavier remembers a man who spoke to him in a sense, a man named Roy, who was going blind. It was a Bible reading from Christmas time when the baby Jesus was presented in the temple.
It comes from the Gospel of Luke. It's when Mary and Joseph bring the infant Jesus into the temple, and Simeon says, "Now, Lord, you may let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people."
It was a powerful moment for Xavier.
This man who we had to make a special booklet for this night prayer for him, such that like each letter was at least an inch tall, and he would hold it right up to his eyes just so he could see it. And here he's saying, "My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared."
And although he is far from the wheat fields of Kansas, he says he feels at home in the inner city with the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, serving others and sharing a message of hope and salvation with those in need. Traveling the countryside in New Rochelle, New York, I'm Andrew McRae.
A horse's head, tail, and ears can tell you a lot about what it's thinking. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Understanding a horse's body language is great communication as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
It would be great if we could always ask a horse what it's thinking. But since we don't speak whinny, we have to decipher the animal's body language to figure out what's going on. Cherry Hill is a horse expert and has written many books about them. She says they will often put their ears back, which most people assume is a negative gesture. However, it can also mean the horse is happily in tune with his rider.
If you're riding and your horse's ears are back, they are basically telling you, I'm listening to you. I know you're back there, and I'm kind of turning my ears back towards you because I know you are there guiding me. So that's a very positive, respectful thing. Now, ears back when you're on the ground or ears back to another horse can be very threatening. It can warn that a kick is going to come or a bite or some kind of aggressive action. It might also say, get away and stay away.
Hill says if the horse puts its head down, it can mean it's relaxed and wants you to touch its head. But if the head is down, the ears are back, and its teeth are bared, you'd better walk the other way. Another way to figure out what a horse is thinking is to watch its tail. The way it moves is very revealing.
A swish is kind of a graceful swinging back and forth, kind of when a horse is relaxed, when they're being ridden or worked. That's a very positive thing. A switch is a sharp side-to-side motion going back and forth, back and forth. And that's an irritation type of signal. That means that something physically and maybe mentally is unpleasant to the horse.
This could be anything from bad cues from a rider to flies to the tack that was put on the horse. If you see the tail switching, eliminate any physical causes before reprimanding the horse. Learn more about knowing what your horse is thinking at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Is all about generosity. We give gifts to our loved ones just like the gifts the three wise men gave to the baby Jesus. But what if the greatest gift isn't a material gift? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. In truth, the greatest gift of all is love. And one way to show your love is by being generous. And you can do that in so many ways. Maybe it's giving your time by visiting someone in a nursing home or a hospital. Or you could share your talents with others. Maybe sing in your church choir. Or wrap presents for families in need. And if you give a gift, consider one that's homemade. It'll cost less, but be remembered more. You know, generosity knows no limits. And giving isn't just about presents. It's about having the spirit of Christmas in your heart.
So this holiday season, celebrate God's greatest gift to the world and share what you have with others. For more inspiration on finding contentment this Christmas, visit thrivent.com/holidays.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has one remaining new 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 model crew cab four-wheel drive pickup. It's the LTZ Z71 package. They have two of the new 21 Silverado 2500 model crew cab pickups. They're four-wheel drives, fully equipped and ready for your test drive at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
How we managed to get food during the pandemic. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
While holiday gatherings during the pandemic are discouraged, we still have to eat something somewhere every day. The University of Illinois surveyed 1,000 persons nationwide in September to find out what folks were doing about that. Ag economist Brenna Ellison says 91% are still grocery shopping in person.
The other thing they did most often was ordering takeout from a restaurant. So we saw 63.5% of people reported ordering takeout from a restaurant in the last 2 weeks. Things that were less common were eating at a restaurant sitting indoors, eating at a restaurant sitting outdoors, and shopping for groceries online. For each of those, about a third of people reported doing them in the last 2 weeks.
Ellison says the survey found that folks in the Midwest and in the South were more likely to eat indoors at a restaurant than those surveyed in the rest of the country.
And then when it came to eating at a restaurant and sitting outdoors, we saw the largest share of people in the Northeast region reporting doing this in the past 2 weeks.
Ellison added that people are generally following public health guidance, sticking to essential activities like grocery shopping, and limiting non-essential things like going out to eat in restaurants. She says people are still ordering takeout, but not as frequently as before the pandemic. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, 2020 has been a tough year for everybody. Meat exports from the United States to other countries was impacted as well. But according to U.S. Meat Export Federation's Aaron Bohr, things are really kind of looking up for 2021.
Right, Craig. Well, as you can imagine, it's fairly complicated. And I fully expect that to continue into 2021. But on kind of the higher level, the United States maintains its supply advantage. So beef and pork production in this country will be close to or record large next year. And that contrasts with the situation, especially in Australia. So continued tight supplies of beef. Next year, they've been in strong herd rebuilding mode, so their production could be bottoming this year, but still maintaining those lower levels into 2021. So call it down 15% to 17% on production, and exports basically mirror that. So tight supplies for our biggest competitor continuing into next year. And on the pork side, Europe, maintaining still large production, but coming off a percentage point or so this year and kind of gaining that trend into next year.
So Boer says with the supply aspect of it holding up on our end of things, with the supply diminishing some in other areas of the world, what about the demand? And she says that the demand should remain good.
I mean, it's been pretty amazing how well demand, both in the United States and in our export markets, has held up through this incredibly challenging situation. You know, we see that continuing at least through the first bit of 2021.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333, 1000 financed.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the last-minute COVID-19 relief package passed by Congress includes some much-needed assistance for agriculture. Michael Clement shares what the $13 billion bill has to offer farmers and ranchers.
American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director Scott Bennett says a recently passed spending bill provides $13 billion to USDA, with $11.2 billion provided to the Agriculture Secretary to support producers, processors, and contract growers.
Contract livestock growers will now be able to recover 80% of their losses caused by canceled or delayed orders. And we've also seen specialty and non-specialty crop growers receive through this round of aid $20 per planted acre. The markets for these crops disappeared overnight when the pandemic hit. And while many of these markets have recovered, the losses from earlier in the year continue to take their toll on farm families.
Additionally, specialty crop producers will be able to include crop insurance payments and disaster payments in their 2019 sales calculation, providing a more accurate picture of farm income. Bennett says the bill also renews the Paycheck Protection Program.
Small farmers continue to be hit hard by the pandemic. The Paycheck Protection Program, that money is a lifeline to keep families afloat, and we were excited to see that extended in this bill.
Bennett says AFBF welcomes the much-needed relief package.
We're pleased that Congress understands that there's been a toll that this pandemic has continued to take on farmers, ranchers in rural America. This round of assistance, it addresses losses suffered by farmers who are forced to euthanize livestock prematurely with no market and therefore no income, and that includes contract growers. We're pleased that the bill provides additional help for specialty and non-specialty crop growers, and the Paycheck Protection Program will help small farmers continue operating.
Michael Clements reporting.
For Ag News Online, anytime, AgView.net. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. As harvest season begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you on this Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to all of you in this very unusual year. And I'll talk about some Christmas memories after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
It's interesting how holidays like Christmas and Thanksgiving and Memorial Day tend to bring back memories of previous holidays. But I hope we never have another memory of this Christmas holiday because of the COVID-19 situation. But I remember many Christmases on the farm in western Wisconsin and the celebrations that took place. But I've reminded people many times when they've asked me what is the biggest technical improvement you have seen on farms and in agriculture. And I have a simple answer, and I have the date it happened. April 11th, 1947, that was the day the REA, the Rural Electrification Administration, hooked up the Samuelson Farm to electricity. Before that, we did our studying by the Aladdin lamp or the Aladdin lantern, and we carried the lantern with us when we went to the barn to milk cows. Why we never burned the barn down, I'll never know, but we certainly didn't. But then came electricity. For the first time in my lifetime, and I was 13 years old at the time, and for the first time in my lifetime, I could stand at the bottom of the stairs up to my bedroom, flick a switch, and I had light upstairs in the bedroom. A miracle for a young man, a kid really, to experience what agriculture meant and how it was served by the arrival of electricity. Memories of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day before that day arrived. We did everything by lantern or lamp, and we had family dinners with grandparents at the farm. We got out to the barn early on Christmas Eve and got our chores, fed the cattle, milked the cows, got that all done in time to get back into the house for the Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve. And the most exciting present I ever received before we had electricity was a wind-up electric train that had sparks coming out of the smokestack and that made noise like a train. Most exciting toy I ever received at Christmas time, because we'd suddenly gone from one generation to the next when it came to life on the farm in agriculture. Good memories. Merry Christmas, everyone. See you next week. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
You may have
have a poisonous parasitic plant hanging in your home. Mistletoe grows on trees, and it's only good for getting a smooch on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Step under the mistletoe, pucker up. The correct etiquette is for a man to remove one berry each time he kisses a woman. When the berries are gone, no more smooching is allowed underneath that plant. Jennifer Smith is an extension horticulturist at Kansas State University. She says there are a lot of theories of how mistletoe became part of Christmas tradition, but most people think it started with European folklore and myths.
It is an evergreen plant, so in the winter when the leaves drop off the trees, the green leaves really stand out. So it was something green that people could bring into their homes, but also those white berries were thought to be symbolic of fertility. And so somewhere that evolved into the kissing tradition, there's also theories about it being able to keep witches out of houses.
One thing that you do not want to do with mistletoe is eat it, because the toxins can make humans and animals very sick. The meaning of the plant's name isn't very appetizing either.
Some people believe that it's mistle and tan, which are Anglo-Saxon words that mean dung on a twig. There's a little bit of discrepancy about that because mistle was also a word that was used for basil, and so it may have come from it being aromatic. It was known that mistletoe spread by birds, and there were some people who believe that there's some symbolism to the bird dung also.
Mistletoe grows on trees. The parasitic plant uses its roots to invade the bark, which allows the mistletoe to absorb the tree's nutrients. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the folklore and tradition of mistletoe at agriculture.com.
Seems like everyone wants a big green egg for Christmas, and rightfully so. It's the most versatile barbecue and cooking product on the market with endless capabilities. From appetizers, entrees, and desserts, the Big Green Egg can do it all. Check them out at Hometown Lumber and Hardware, along with a great line of accessories to enhance your backyard barbecue experience. And with a range of sizes, there's a Big Green Egg to fit your lifestyle. Make your list and check it twice at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Merry Christmas. Markets closed early on Christmas Eve, Thursday, and here's how things looked as we finished up the day. March corn up 3 3/4 at 4.51. May corn up 3 3/4 at 4.51 3/4. The wheat markets were mixed. Chicago is down. Kansas City up. March KC wheat up 1 at 5.89. And May KC wheat up 1 at 5.92. March Chicago wheat down 2 3/4, 6.27. May down 2 at 6.25 3/4. So mixed numbers in wheat markets. Soybeans were up. The meal was lower. The oil was higher. January soybeans up 4 3/4 at 12.63 1/2. March beans up 4 1/2 at 12.64 1/2. Soybean meal was down. January down 4.40 at 4.16 80. March down 4.90 at 4.14 10. Bean oil was up. January up 49 at 41.84. March bean oil was up 52 at 41.13. So mixed numbers in the soy complex and mixed numbers with wheat. Chicago wheat was lower. Kansas City wheat was higher. Mixed numbers in the livestock complex too. December live cattle up 22 at 112.15. February up 25 at 114.97. January feeders up 65 at 140.92. March up 37 at 142.32. So all in all, things looked pretty good for cattle. Hogs, not so much. February hogs down 90, 66.95. April hogs down 20 at 71 and a dime. So kind of a tough go for hogs as we wrapped up the day on Christmas Eve. As we said, markets is staying closed through the Christmas Day holiday. Cotton was up at the close on Christmas Eve, up 6 at 76.20. And May cotton was up 12 points. That's a 76.86. And let's take a look at some crude oil. February crude oil, 9 cents higher at 48.21. So that's the way the market's wrapped up just in front of the Christmas holiday. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia holiday bonus cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333 1000 financing.
Go full speed ahead. Blue Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
The only station with seven decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.